Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by BP. President Donald Trump got a tough introduction to Washington when Senators John McCain, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins voted no early Friday morning on the skinny Obamacare repeal bill. Both McCain and Murkowski have been targets of Trump's scorn in the last year or so. Here's the important takeaway. Legislating takes time and effort. You have to build and sustain coalitions. You gotta fight for something. Not saying you're willing to sign just about anything. The constant drama over Russia and discussions about the outcome of the 2016 election have only created more skeptics on Capitol Hill. You have to be nice to members of Congress. That's the game you're playing now, Mr. President. It's not always fun, but that's the way to win. And right now, you have only one win, a new Supreme Court justice. There was plenty of late-night drama. Republicans held the preceding vote open for upwards of an hour while Vice President Mike Pence and others tried to cajole McCain. He appeared unmoved. Before the final vote was called, McCain walked to the Democratic side of the aisle and spoke to a jubilant Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and embraced Senator Dianne Feinstein. Pence, who was standing by to cast a tie-breaking vote, was not presiding over the Senate during the final tally, an ominous sign. Here's what McCain said. We must now return to the correct way of legislating and send the bill back to the committee. Hold hearings, receive input from both sides of the aisle, heed the recommendations of nation's governors, and produce a bill that finally delivers affordable health care for the American people. We must do the hard work our citizens expect of us and deserve. President Donald Trump reacted via Twitter at 2:25 a.m. He tweeted, Three Republicans and 48 Democrats let the American people down. As I said from the beginning, let Obamacare implode, then deal. Watch. It's unclear where things stand. Talk to Hill Republicans and the big problem is this. House Republicans do not believe Senate Republicans can pass anything substantial, period. And the idea that a bicameral negotiation called a conference committee would somehow produce a compromise is also a bit of a fantasy. One House aide told us, before the bill went down in flames, about the prospect of a House-Senate negotiation. They wrote, It is impossible to see how we ever get out of conference once we go in. If the Senate can't pass anything now, what reason is there to believe they'll ever be able to pass something? Certainly not something that could satisfy the House. And so now we both just sit there, in the quicksand, sinking. Well, welcome to August. Washington hasn't accomplished anything on healthcare, infrastructure, government spending, the debt ceiling, or taxes. And as we've been telling you, healthcare will stretch into the fall and could damage the chance for tax reform. The worst-case scenario for House Republicans is that a bipartisan deal on healthcare emerges from the Senate. It would slide through that chamber and would deeply divide the House, which is much more conservative and factional than the Senate. Remember when the Trump administration said tax reform wasn't easy and would happen by the end of the year? Things aren't looking so good. Our colleagues Nancy Cook and Aaron Lorenzo report that the White House, Treasury, and congressional leaders issued a six-paragraph statement Thursday that tried to show off their commitment to pursuing tax reform without delving into any policy specifics. The only problem? Tax overhauls lie and die on details. And their absence, after months of weekly meetings aimed at achieving consensus, showed that the GOP's dream of achieving tax reform may be years from completion. We've got a first in playbook this morning that House Republican leaders raised $515,000 this week at a fundraiser for House Majority Leader Steve Scalise's leadership fund. And Ryan Lizza of The New Yorker had the story that everyone was buzzing about yesterday on how newly installed Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci called him and unloaded about White House leakers, Reince Priebus, and Steve Bannon using extremely colorful language and denigrating fellow White House employees. Afterward, Scaramucci tweeted, I sometimes use colorful language. I will refrain in this arena, but not give up the passionate fight for at-real Donald Trump's agenda. Hashtag MAGA. I made a mistake in trusting in a reporter. It won't happen again. The New York Times' Peter Baker and Maggie Haberman write that Trump has told people he has lost faith in Priebus and that he wants a general as a chief of staff, focusing on John F. Kelly, the retired four-star Marine, now serving as Homeland Security Secretary. Meanwhile, Congress sent a Russia sanctions bill to Trump's desk, daring a veto. And in the juice, we've got Blumhouse TV optioning Josh Green's book, Devil's Bargain, as a Showtime miniseries. And the book will be number one on the New York Times bestseller list August 6th. And 6 hours after releasing the title and cover of her book yesterday, Hillary Clinton's What Happened was number one on Amazon, and there's still 6 weeks from release. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.